podcasts to help you reach your positive potential. HRNradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Helping yourself to know how is why you're here with Dr. Greer, and you're listening to the Doctor on Call Hour at HealthyLife.net. It's the last week of the month, which means it's hot, it's happening, it's sizzling, and yes, it's Let's Talk Sex time. Welcome to the show, everyone. It's a great one with Milana Snow, the co-founder of Serene Social, and sexpert writer Taomi Morgan. Joining me now is my first guest, Milana Snow. Milana is a true Renaissance woman. She's the co-founder of Serene Social, the international wellness and networking community for women with branches in New York, L.A., and London. She's also a model and TV personality, who many may remember as the Project Runway Season 8 model winner, as well as the host of Webby Award-winning show The Vagabond Project. She's also worked with CoverGirl, L'Oreal, and Yves Saint Laurent. And a true believer in the power of intention and a daily gratitude practice, Milana has created Get Thankful, a 26-day gratitude challenge, and the topic of her first book. So thank you for being here on the Let's Talk Sex Show. I have gratitude and am grateful to have you here with us to share your wisdom and soul. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be on today.
It's a real pleasure. And let's start right off with, you do so much work as a model and TV personality. How's that impacted your life? How has that changed your life? And how has it shaped the gratitude that you experience on a daily basis?
Huh. Well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, I have to say, is that I am a woman of many hats. So, you know, walking into a casting is a very different type of Milana than the Milana, you know, on a conference call with a new partner in London. So it's very fun because I get to kind of play different versions of myself, but it's just different ways, I guess, to express myself. So that's really, I think, the biggest impact that working in TV and modeling has given to me, just a different way to express who I am.
Well, that's really wonderful because people are looking to, everybody looks to the models, to the role models, to show us how to do it, to show us the way. And you really become the inspiration for so many people out there. When you say you wear different hats, it's so true because you have that inner sense and that inner wisdom and really do become the guiding light in many ways. And how did you know that you wanted to take it beyond the modeling in one context to role modeling and so many others, because you do so many diverse things?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've always felt very strongly about impacting the world in a positive way ever since I was really, really young. I mean, I used to read Margaret Mead when I was like 9.
Oh, wow.
And was very much a feminist before I even really knew what feminism was. And really did my best to understand how I could impact the world in a positive way at a very young age. So that's always been a real interest for me. And I knew that being able to have the platform of television and entertainment was really a good way for me to get out the message a little bit more and just to, you know, help bring some more light. And I think it was really kind of something in tandem that I always had planned since I was very, very young.
You know, it's so interesting because we hear it from the people who light the way and, you know, light up the paths for so many of us out there. Oprah will say, I knew early on that I was going to be doing something that mattered. And you certainly, you had that same sense, that inner calling, and are doing something that matters so much. So tell us about Serene Social, what it is, what the message is that is, you know, being delivered.
Yes, thank you. You know, Serene really has been probably one of the most amazing opportunities I've ever had to grow as a person, I should say, first and foremost.
Wow.
Because Serene has a real energy about it. I always say, you know, Serene Social is really about bringing women together, bringing people together, and uplifting their consciousness from wherever they are. And so we do that in many forms, from whether it be rooftop yoga in Los Angeles, on a helicopter landing pad, or meditation on a Monday at Soho House in New York. And the list just goes on and on, but it's all about bringing people together and uplifting them wherever they are, and then doing it in a community so that we can go out and do the same for others and have that dialogue and that accountability amongst our peers. So I think what's been really interesting about it as well is that being in that energy, I've really changed myself too. I've really grown and have had to really look at my own conscious journey. And it's been amazing, because I see that that's just kind of what's happening in the world right now. If anybody is interested in becoming a better person and helping others, it's kind of reflective of one or the other, you know?
Right.
So that's kind of what Serene symbolizes, I think.
So when you reflect on your own growth, can you share with listeners, because, you know, sometimes we talk about change and growing, and everybody wants to do that, but they're not always aware or clear on, well, what does it look like, or how do I know if I've grown? Can you help us take a closer look at what personal growth and emotional expansion feels like and looks like over the, you know, the journey that you've had through your work?
Happily, yes, yes. Let me tell you, the first thing that comes to mind is it looks like a mess. It looks like a wreck. That's what it looks like.
Touché. That's so important for people to know, right? That everybody thinks it's a clearly charted course, and some people get the ticket and some people don't. And what you're saying is no.
Oh, gosh. People say, oh, gosh, you know, I see you doing these things, Juana, and you must be doing so much inner work. And wow, you're so positive. I'm like, yeah, I do a lot of inner work, but let me tell you, it gets really messy sometimes, you know. And the more that I am meeting more and more women around the world who are doing the work and transforming themselves with intention, it gets really messy. It gets really messy. And that's actually probably the sign that you're going in the right direction.
Wow.
So I think that's the first thing to know. So give yourself a pat on the back for.
So the messy means that if you think you're unhappy in a particular job or in a relationship, or you think you want to move somewhere, that to get there, you're going to go through overhaul and uphaul and uprooting, and it's going to feel messy, and it's not necessarily going to be from point A to point B, and that's a good thing.
Exactly. Well, I like to kind of think of this metaphor. Think about when your bedroom is a complete mess, and you're pretty much overwhelmed by it, right? And you know that you want to make it look a certain way. You want to get it back to, you know, beautiful, pristine self, you know, and the way to kind of clean up, to really do that deep clean, is to pull everything off the shelves and wipe those shelves down and get all those dirty clothes in the corner. I mean, it really gets to be where you have to pull everything out and it looks really chaotic.
Right.
You know, and that's how you can start to organize and reappropriate things. Same thing with, for example, if you're on a diet, you know, it's like, or you're working out. They say when you work out really hard, you'll kind of notice the first couple of days you feel kind of fat and bloated. You're like, what's going on? Because it's that first phase.
So what you're really saying, and I think it's so powerful and important, and I want to bring it back to Serene Social, is that in order to get to higher ground, we all have to really be able to tolerate the chaos and the feeling of being overwhelmed before we know where things are going to get put back into new places. That, right?
Yeah, I think the word that I really would like to use is to move through it. Move through it.
Right, you know, to not get blocked.
Right, because to tolerate it is just, you know, it's not the energy that completely serves it. If we move through it and feel through all of it, whether it's getting a new job and feeling that I really hate the job that I'm at right now, but I'm moving through that. I'm not going to stay in that place. Or if I'm in a relationship that is difficult right now, I'm going to move through that, and I'm going to lead myself to the place where it feels better, where it feels good, where I'm doing the actions that I know will lead me to that place.
Right, and not getting stuck by feeling overwhelmed that it's more than you can handle and more than you can take on.
Exactly. Self-talk, too. Isn't that the most important thing ever? I mean, the self-talk in the process. It's like, I know what I want. I'm moving in that direction. And then no matter what comes at you, you have to continually talk yourself into that direction. Talk yourself into that place.
I love that concept. Moving, more than moving on, moving through to continue moving on. I love it. That's a great mantra. And speaking of moving through and moving on, let's talk about the community of women of Serene Social. They are extraordinary. I know I had the wonderful, marvelous opportunity to participate in one of the seminars and was just really inspired, as you were talking about. It's inspiring, the energy and the hunger for knowledge and information and, you know, insight that just abounds. What are some of the different seminars that you've hosted, and how often are they held, and how can women find out about it to participate?
Oh, thanks for asking. Well, first I have to say that having you as a guest at our salon was a hit.
Oh,
everybody,
thank you.
I still get emails about you to this day.
Oh.
If anybody hasn't seen Dr. Jane in person, you have to make that happen.
Thank you.
We're really, really, really special. But, you know, it's really these gatherings that are most important, because we even do online classes and courses. But this last night, for example, we had a private dinner of just 10 women, and it was a talk about new beginnings, the new year, and the new moon, and the energy behind this time of year, and how we're all individually seeing it and dealing with it. And it's really just bringing women together in these really authentic spaces. So we've done dinners, we've done these salons with amazing speakers like yourself. We've also done our kind of signature is our rooftop yoga, which we do every summer in all three of our cities. We did it on a helicopter in Los Angeles, a helicopter landing pad, I should say, in Los Angeles. We do it at the James Hotel in Soho, New York, and then we also are in London at Côte d'Argent.
Wow.
And we also do workshops at Soho House and different hotels and clubs, but it's all about bringing women together and coming to these spaces that would probably never have these kind of programs to begin with. We really like to make it unique and different, but authentic is really the main thing. That's really our shtick, I guess you could say.
But that is the sort of go-to word right now, where people are trying to be authentic and trying to really be true to themselves and not disingenuous and cutting off their needs to please other people, but to really first and foremost figure out what they authentically want to be doing, want to be saying, and then being free and feeling free to express it and to pursue it. So how do women find out about how is the information disseminated? Is it on your website? Is it, for all our listeners, how can they get right into a Serene Social event or find out when the next one is happening? Because they sound like food for the soul. They really do, for the heart and the soul.
Thank you. Well, if they're not in the three cities that we're currently having our branches in, which is London, Los Angeles, and New York, we actually have a regular newsletter that goes out twice a week, and that has all of our events, both online and in person. We have a lot of really great online courses, talks, and seminars, and then we also have the listing of calendar events. But the really great thing about Serene that I'm really excited about is that we're really branching out with our online content. So we have tons of amazing articles on anything you can imagine, from tantric sex in your marriage to how to breathe deeper during the day at your desk. There's just so many great things that really help enrich your life to live a little bit more conscious and deeper. And that's all on serenesocial.com.
Gee, that's great. So everybody out there listening, if you want to know how to enhance, strengthen, maximize, infuse your life with energy and positivity, serenesocial.com is a great place to start, it sounds like, right? No question about it. So now let's talk about gratitude, because that's another word we hear oftentimes. People say, oh, you have to be grateful, you have to have gratitude, and yet so many people seem to struggle with that, seem to, that they understand it, but they don't experience it. How did you find gratitude, particularly when you're going through the messy transitions and shifts? Are you able to have gratitude during those times, or is it, from your own experience, is it after you get to, moving through, past the trials and tribulations, or is it the gratitude that you sustain all the way that helps you move through?
Well, it's definitely a lot easier if you're able to have a practice. I think that's really what it comes down to, because a practice is something that you can kind of rely on to turn to every single day. And so I always recommend doing at least one practice, which I call my Get Thankful List. And it's writing 10 things that I'm thankful for and why.
Mm.
Really spending time. I was just telling the ladies I was having dinner with last night, it's really about building energy. I mean, it's really, you're literally building up your energy source within to feel better and to recognize what you really have right now in this moment. So I say at least 10 minutes on this, and honestly, it takes me about 30. And you just write, I'm thankful for X because X. And then you go on through your 10. Then you go back to the top and you read through it and you say, thank you, thank you, thank you. That is a really powerful practice that you can do every day. And if you do that every day, within a week, you will see things change. And I have to say, when I don't do it, I notice a difference.
Okay.
Very clear.
You know what? I agree with you 100% and totally embrace and, you know, and understand that universal energy and the energetic shift. That said, it also can sound, if you're not familiar with the power of manifestation, positivity, and focus, it really can sound a little like hocus pocus instead of focus. So
yes.
Can you share with our listeners your own experience, if it's not too personal a question, of some of the things you put on your list when you first started writing it that you then saw transformation within 7, 8, 9 days?
Oh, absolutely. And I just want to quickly throw in, I totally acknowledge that this could seem woo-woo to anyone, even if you are familiar with manifestation. And I have to just remind everyone that gratitude and writing something on a daily basis, looking at what you're thankful for, is scientifically proven to improve your life. And what we're actually doing is rewriting our thoughts and our belief systems in our brain. And you can actually see in your brain, when they have done these scientific tests, that it actually changes the very makeup of your brain chemistry. So scientifically, gratitude has been proven to improve people's lives because it improves the way that they look at their lives.
Wow.
So that's one angle of it. But personally, I have used this list, and this is like such a simple tool, and there's so many of them. I've used this list so many times, and it really has changed my life. And I can give one example. I sometimes like to use this list not only for the things that I currently have, but I say thank you for the things that I want to come, that I believe are coming to me. And just a couple weeks ago, I had written a list of I'm thankful for. I think it was a meeting that I really, really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
We had been waiting for Serene to get this meeting for a new partnership for about 3 months. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to start being thankful that the meeting happened and that it went really well and that we're working with them now. And so I wrote an entire list of all the aspects of what that reality would look like. Within
wow.
a week, we got that meeting. I
wow.
kid not, it's been months that we were waiting for that meeting. And the meeting went better than I had been thankful for. Now, I don't know if that's magic. I don't know. But I've had that happen many times. And then even looking in my relationship, I've been able to say, okay, you know what? I know that I'm focusing on the negative things. I know I'm focusing on what I don't like about something or someone. So here I'm going to just focus on what I like. Within 2-3 days, I notice that my partner treats me better, that my partner is bringing me roses, or that my partner hears what I'm saying in a new level, in a new way. And it's really, it's been that simple.
You know, as I'm listening to you, I'm gonna comment, and this is the therapist coming out in me.
Please.
But it's so interesting because what I'm thinking is, when we think about the things that are important to us and that we want to manifest, we are using positive energy. And when we focus on what we have, we focus on the positive, not the things we don't like or don't have, which at the moment is 2 more minutes for me to complete this thought. So we're going to go to break, and when we come back, I'm going to complete the thought on positivity versus negativity and how it can make such a change in your life. So stay with us. You're listening to the Let's Talk Sex Show at HealthyLife.net, and we'll be back in just a minute.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Let's Talk Sex Show at HealthyLife.net. I'm Dr. Jane Greer, and I'm talking with my guest, Belana Snow. She's the co-founder of Serene Social and the Project Runway Season 8 model winner. before we went to break, I was about to complete this thought, which I just want to get out there for everybody listening, which is that, Milana, as you were talking about, you know, shifting from focusing on the things that you are grateful for in your relationship that your partner does rather than the things that are annoying or upsetting, the thought I had is that when we're angry, when we focus on the things we don't like and the people around us or the things that aren't working, we're angry. That's negative energy. It is obstructive. It blocks. And that is the energy people feel coming at them. They feel the blame. They feel the disappointment. They feel the anger. And they recoil. They back away. When you shift into the gratitude, to be grateful is to have appreciation. To be grateful is to value what you have. When you communicate that and convey that to the person that you love and they feel valued and appreciated, they want to bring you roses. They want you to know that they're happy, that they're making you happy, because that's what everyone aspires to. We all want to please the people we love and yet somehow wind up feeling that, you know, feeling their displeasure. We're stepping on toes, they're annoyed, this didn't work out. And the same thing with the meeting that you described, that to really think about all the nuances and plan them out, you were energetically receptive and ready for that space to be filled in. Remember that movie, If You Build It, It Will Come, with the baseball field? Very much what you're describing and suggesting for our listeners, to build it in your mind, build that space, make room in your mind for the space, and it will carry over into the space in your life.
Exactly. And anyone who's hearing this, and this is even a reminder to myself, if we're hearing this message, then it's just the universe saying, hey, you can do this too. Hey, go ahead and try it. Hey,
right.
You can apply something a little bit differently and get different results, you know, just a little bit. And I feel it's just these little notices that come to us all day, every day. And if we just pay attention and give our positive thought to the things that we are pushing against, then we have a real shift, and it's so slight. So I really think that even just hear this conversation today, even for myself, reminds me, oh, gosh, I could do a list on that. I could do a list on an argument that I had. Before,
right.
You know?
So when you do the list, you write down what you're grateful for about the experience. Tell us again what the list is supposed to entail, and what do you say to people? I don't have a half an hour to do a list.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Well, there's so many different ways that you can do it. And even if sometimes you can only fit in 3 or 4 on your list, it's fine. I would say you don't want to hit things too hard that are really bothering you at the moment. So let's say you're on the brink of divorce with your husband. You have to be very soft about how you'll do a gratitude list, because often it's not really coming from a place of gratitude. It's like, yeah, I'm thankful he's leaving me because <You know? laughs> I want to get him out of here. That's not what we want to do. So maybe we come at it from a different angle and we say something like, I'm thankful that today I have some space and rest to think about and be with myself. You know,
mm-hmm.
and so that way you need to be really aware of, okay, am I really being positive? Am I going in the positive direction with this list? So that's really, really key.
So not to sugarcoat and negate your true feelings, but to see if you can find the silver lining in the cloud, because in every situation there is a plus. Every minus has a plus. That's the balance of living. And if you can find it, it will help you balance and find your way through the negativity. Such great advice, I have to say. Really, really so super. And, you know, before we run out of time, I want you to tell us about Get Thankful, because I love the title.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'll actually be launching another Get Thankful next month. And we'll be putting that out on the Serene Social website. So if everybody wants to check out that, and also get email info@serenesocial.com, and you can get more information about Get Thankful. But it's an online class that I teach in a group with people all over the world. And we call in every Sunday, and we do exercises, and I lead the class on how we will express a new theme each week. And then individually, I will send everyone a daily email gratitude practice. So you'll get it straight to your inbox every day, something that you can do to start to get yourself in the right direction. And by week 2, you would be amazed by the stories that people have. I've had people leave their jobs and get hired by their dream job. Literally, this has happened a few times on these practices. So it's really about shifting the energy, but doing it in a group, because that really helps you to hold yourself accountable when you have some accountability around you. And then having it consistent, which is also really important, because if you want to change a habit, you've got to have consistency for at least 21 days. We do it for 26, so we can add a few more days to really lock that in and bring in the new habit. So I'm really excited about that. And there's so many things that we can do every day. I was just saying, Jane, you know, you can do things like gratitude steps. Take a walk. Every step that you take, say thank you. And within 10 minutes of, you know, or even from walking from your car to your office, you'll feel different. You'll feel more elevated. You'll recognize more that there's to be grateful for. So there's so many little things that we can do, and I really hope that we can all, you know, explore those. You can even Google them online to find out more.
They are such wonderful tips. Some of them are so within reach and accessible. And the truth of the matter is that when you're smiling and sincerely, authentically putting the energy into the smile, it does dissipate the anger or the negativity. And when you're saying thank you, it's not just the words, it's the whole emotional transition and the whole emotional energetic repositioning. It's a new balance that you give yourself, a new emotional balance. And by the time you finish your gratitude walk, you've released again some of the toxicity and negativity so that you've got positive energy and are much more in sync, you know, with the universe. It's like when they talk about good vibes, you've vibrationally given yourself good vibes.
Absolutely. I actually have one little extra exercise to do if you're in a couple that's really, really healthy for any couple to do regularly. And I've definitely tried this with my boyfriend. I think I'm going to ask him to do it with me today.
I love
it. It's the observation gratitude walk. And you can literally just walk a few blocks. I'd say at least take 10 minutes to take a stroll. And everywhere that you go, observe your environment. Hopefully it's near your home so you can really kind of take in your own personal space. And together, observe all the beauty that's around you, every little nook and cranny. And, you know, the first time we did this together, we realized that there was a big cast iron gate that had a bunch of hearts on it that was just a block from our house. We never noticed that before because we hadn't been observing and appreciating our environment. By the end of our 20-minute walk, we had a whole other understanding for each other because of the conversation that was sparked, and we had a greater appreciation for our space. So that's a really fun one, and it's so simple, and it's very healthy for a relationship.
I love it. I love it. These, you know, it's so important that you always are aware, and what you are describing and suggesting for listeners is both looking inward and looking outward, and that's the balance. Too many times people get lost in themselves and lose touch with what's going on around them. And as well, people sometimes wind up so focused on everybody and everything around them, lose touch with themselves. And so this really is a wonderful, harmonious, positive, healthy balance. And I want to thank you for such a fascinating conversation on Serene Social, Get Thankful, and the way it impacts our sensuality, and for being here to share that with us today. So thank you so much.
Thank you. It was an absolute pleasure. Have a great holiday.
And listeners, thank you. You too. Listeners, be sure to check out Serene Social at www.serenesocial.com and follow Milana on Twitter at Milana Snow. And when we come back, sexpert writer Taomi Morgan is going to be joining us. Stay with us. You're listening to the Let's Talk Sex Show at HealthyLife.net.
Positive enlightenment. All you need in one place, here at HRNradio.com.
Welcome back to the Let's Talk Sex Show. I'm Dr. Jane Greer. My next guest is passionate, ambitious, and intelligent. These are a few words that describe model, actress, and sexpert writer Taomi Morgan. Taomi currently serves as the sexual health editor for BlackDoctor.org, and she's a contributing writer for Ebony.com. Possessing a desire to help people live more abundantly through embracing sexuality and having compassion for those who suffer heartache from broken relationships. Taomi created the sex education blog Glamerotica, Glamerotica101.com, as a way to broadcast vital information to the masses about sexual health and relationships. Taomi intends to bring balance and peace to the world by rebuilding one relationship at a time. Glamerotica101.com was mentioned on Ebony Magazine's website by contributing writer Feminista Jones as the go-to site for couples to spice up their sex lives, and her expertise in sex positioning was highlighted on the popular Comedy Central sketch show Tosh.0. She's been a favorite seminar leader for the Exotica Expo Chicago since 2012, and she's been featured on various radio shows for her work in sexuality. So we are absolutely delighted to have you here with us today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. So let's talk right out of the gate. What inspired you to become so active in sex education and sex coaching?
Well, I have always been a writer, and my career as a model began to shift. I mean, it was going very well, but I just always had this knack for writing. And I started a fashion blog, and I got kind of bored with it, and I said, you know, I want to provide some information that I feel is of substance. I'm not, you know, not to knock fashion, but I just wanted to write something that I felt would actually make an impact on the world. So I decided to go into a lane that I saw was not oversaturated, and that's where my interest in blogging about sex came into play. I mean, I was already in the process of exploring my sexuality personally, and I just thought, why not share what I'm learning with the world as I go along? And that's how GlamourErotica101.com was born.
You know, I love the sense of mindfulness and awareness that people like yourself have, that, you know, you're kind of living your own journey and having your own self-discovery and realizing that there's so much to be gained by not keeping it to yourself, by sharing it and putting it out there, and just that desire and motivation to help and to reach others is so empowering in and of itself and so awesome that, you know, that you are willing to lend your struggles and your wisdom to other people and not just say, all right, that worked, and then go on about your life, but really making it something that is not a personal gain, but a really collective one.
Yeah, definitely. I realize that there are a lot of people who they want to explore and they want to learn things, but they're afraid. And I just feel that, you know, if I can show people, hey, you know, I'm an average woman just like you. I have the same struggles as you, but I also have the desire and the know-how, and not only that, but the fearlessness to put it out there and say, hey, you know, I'm a sexual being, you're a sexual being too, this is what I've learned, and you can learn it too if, you know, you just become fearless. And I just like to be open to people. I just feel like if I'm going to be a teacher, I have to lead by example, so I like to take the journey with everyone, you know, at the same time.
I think that's fabulous, that it's so that it's not just something for yourself, it's something for everyone. So let's talk about that journey, because, you know, you use the word fearless, and it's really a necessary word when it comes to sex, because it's something that's in everybody's lives, on everybody's minds. It's a fact of life, and yet it's not something that people embrace or experience fearlessly. A lot of people find sex anxiety provoking and,
yes,
you know, and are afraid of a whole lot of different aspects of it. So let's talk about sex positive. What's your definition of sex positive?
My definition of sex positive is having the mindset that as long as, number one, your activity or your thoughts around sexuality are not harming yourself or harming anyone else, then it's all fair game. Often, you know, I go into dialogue with my followers on Twitter or just my social media networks, and I often see people who have these very harsh opinions judging others who may not have the same views about sexuality as they do. And, you know, I always try to correct them and say, hey, you know, I don't support that on my platform because I'm all about sex positivity. You know, it seems like lately there's been an increase in people coming out of the closet, as I like to call it, about their fetishes.
Mm.
And, you know, I do speak to a lot of people, you know, a few of my clients do have issues with fetishes where, you know, maybe they are, they don't know how to express them in a healthy way, or they're just fearful that they're not going to be able to connect with people because of this thing that seems so weird. But I always encourage them and say, hey, you know, it's not weird. If this is something that gives you pleasure and you enjoy doing it and it puts a smile on your face, then that's a positive thing. So sex positive is all about embracing everyone and anyone where they are sexually, as long as that thing is not detrimental to anyone else or themselves.
So sex positive is with yourself as well as with other people, it sounds like, is suspending judgment, and rather than thinking about it and passing judgment that it's bad or it's not good or you shouldn't be doing it or there's something wrong with you for doing it, instead it's really embracing and accepting what you're doing and recognizing it as something that is expressive, that is self-expressive and meaningful.
Exactly. And, you know, me having this attitude and living that way, when people come to me with their issues, their sexual dysfunctions or what they believe to be sexual dysfunctions, and they begin to talk to me, they always say, "Tyomi, you're so understanding and you just gave me so much confidence in myself just from talking to you just for a few moments. Thank you so much." And I just want people to embrace a sex positive mindset, because in doing that, that's the first step in embracing your own personal sexuality.
Right.
There's so much shaming.
Right.
You know, cast upon sexuality in general. And so we have to first come from under that shameful veil. And then we can be able to fully embrace our sexuality and live out better lives, not just in the physical sexual aspect, but, you know, in the spiritual aspect and also just in relating to each other.
So how do you encourage people? First of all, I think that's great advice. We're going to take a break, but before we do, here's the question, and we'll come back and answer it. How do you encourage people to embrace the stuff about their sexuality that they worry or are afraid? Something's wrong with me. This is kooky. This is weird. This is kinky. Then what's wrong with me because of this? Let's hold the question, but come back in just a minute. We'll be back at the Let's Talk Sex Show at HealthyLife.net. Stay with us.
Give yourself some love with our self-care programs at hrnradio.com.
Welcome back to the Let's Talk Sex Show at HealthyLife.net. I'm Dr. Jane Greer, and I'm talking with my guest, sexpert writer Tyomi Morgan. You can find more from her on Twitter at GlamazonTyomi or her website, www.glamerotic101.com. And before we went to break, I had just asked you, because it is so hard, people get so, you said it before, there's shame, there's guilt, they get so wrapped up in the what's weird about this or what's wrong, you know, or if I tell my boyfriend that I want to do this, is he going to think there's something wrong with me? How do you get people to have courage to talk about the things they like and not pass judgment on themselves or fear being judged by others?
Well, first and foremost, I make it personable where we have a conversation, you know, because if someone sees someone else that, you know, has a fearlessness and then this person's able to open them up and have them talk about it, that's like the first step, just talking about it. So, you know, I'll ask people, you know, a series of questions, and then I also encourage people to, you know, keep a journal. Keep a journal and, you know, write down, like, their fantasies and, you know, the things that they like, the things they don't like. And then I encourage them to eventually go and just have a conversation with their partners, just an open, casual conversation. And I even, you know, let them know, like, hey, if you need someone to act as a mediator, I'm here. You know, you can always give me a call or, you know, we can have a Skype session or something like that. But I just encourage people to get talking about it, whether it's to me, you know, or a close friend or someone that they trust. And even just talking to themselves, looking in the mirror and just talking out loud when they're in a space and they're alone and they feel comfortable. So the more people talk about it, the better it becomes, the less shaming it becomes. And also just doing research and seeing that there are other people out there just like them. We all have these desires. It's nothing that's foreign. It's just that people choose to be in the closet about it.
Right. And I think that what you're suggesting is such a great tip, because the power of words and the power of talking about things in and of itself, it's like, it's ignore that man behind the curtain. It removes the mystery. It removes the shame. Just makes it real and puts it out there.
and it's really something that you're interested in, and you start to check it out and find out that, you know what, there are other people who enjoy the same thing, that you're not the only person in the world who likes whatever the particular fetish might be. Have there been those which in your experience you found are more difficult for people to talk about or to accept than others? And if so, which ones are they? You know, so that people hearing this can say, all right, I can talk about that.
You know, one of the things that I get a lot of questions about, or a lot of concern is raised about it, is penis size. Men consistently email me or try to send me pictures of their penises. I'm like, please don't send me pictures. They want me to validate their size for them, and I understand why, because there's so many images out there, especially for avid porn watchers. They think that every man has a large penis just like the men in the films, and so a lot of men think that they're small. But I actually came across this one guy, an older gentleman, and he has a micro penis. Now, the thing about this guy was that he was so afraid to reveal that to potential partners or women that he was interested in, because he didn't want them to, you know, run away in fear, or, you know, not give him a chance because he had less than, you know, the average. But in talking to him and letting him know that, you know, relationships are more than just, you know, sexual activity, and intimacy is a large part of it, and just giving him encouragement, he began to become more confident in not only talking to women, but also just talking about his condition. And in talking to him more, I found out just how well-versed he was about his condition, you know, where it came from and why it exists. And it was just amazing, you know. But definitely penis size and men talking about it, there's so much shame centered around it. And it kind of, like, makes me mad, because a lot of these men don't realize that they're just average size.
Right.
And they think that they need more than that to satisfy a woman. And it's like, no, you have enough. You just need to now work on your skill set.
Right.
Connecting emotionally with a woman in order to make the experience a great one. So that's like the major thing. And then also when it comes to women, a lot of women just are not confident in general when it comes to being sexual. And the one thing that makes a lot of women kind of like embarrassed to talk about is being on top, you know, being the dominant one or in control during sex. And I get at least 3 to 4 emails a week about it.
That they're uncomfortable because that's their preference, or they're uncomfortable because that's their partner's preference?
They're uncomfortable because they just don't know what to do. They don't know how to be in control, or they just, you know.
Interesting.
They're not comfortable with their bodies and their image, and they don't like being on top because they just absolutely don't know what to do when they're up there. And because I've been getting this so much, most of my year next year is going to be dedicated to, you know, women's sexual empowerment and teaching women that, hey, it's okay to be in control. It's okay to feel sexy, you know. Just because you have stretch marks or love handles doesn't make any difference. If you are in a sexual situation with your partner, you guys are together, that means that he adores you. You know, he wants you to embrace your sexuality. He wants you to be comfortable. He wants to please you. So it's interesting. It's interesting.
It's fascinating, because what you're really talking about, to be on top, is really, you want it to be the expression of connecting with your own sexuality and your own sexual desire, that you don't have to be, you know, on the bottom and recipient in order to find the right angle or the right move or the right rhythm that's going to make you excited and give you the pleasure, but rather you can really claim it for yourself and move in whatever way is going to feel exciting and erotic and take more charge of your own pleasure. But part of what you're describing is that in doing so, in, you know, sort of coming, literally coming up, there's more exposure. You're exposing not only your body, you're more visible, but you're also exposing your own desires. And people have, women particularly, have been taught that they're not necessarily supposed to have desires. That, you know, if your partner wants to have sex with you, then you have desire. But the idea that you want to have desire and sex and express it separate and autonomous from whatever he is or is, you know, inclined to do, is really about embracing your sexuality, connecting to your sexual self,
yes,
expressing your sexual energy and being your best sexual self. Well, that's a great topic to be carrying on and really important for women to, you know, to be tuning into in terms of themselves. And on that note, we're going to take a break. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute at the Let's Talk Sex Show at HealthyLife.net.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Well, Taomi, I want to thank you for such a stimulating and insightful conversation. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me. It has been a wonderful conversation. I hope that, you know, we can have more of these.
Absolutely. We will look forward to them in the new year. And listeners, you can find more from Taomi on Twitter at GlamazonTaomi or her website, www.glamerotic101.com. And that's it for today. Have a wonderful holiday and join me next year for a brand new episode of Shrink Wrap on Call. Stay in touch with me off the air at my Facebook page and on Twitter at Dr. Jane Greer. And thanks for listening, everyone. Remember, you can always get what you want when you're in the know.